Oh shit.
That's funny.
Art.
Fuck. We're not drink chumps.
Nah, we the drink chumps.
Drink chumps. Fuck you, pal. Then let's get started.
Ain't no
now
bullshit.
You're listening to NDO podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Ladies and gents.
Shabba dabba sweeties.
Niggas and niggas.
That's me.
Welcome back to another installment of the Niggas with Opinions podcast. You heard the name. I'm glad
Shabba
dabba
sweeties, sweet.
Go ahead and spoon, blood.
We some niggas. We some niggas with opinions, with opinions. We some niggas, we some niggas with opinions, with opinions. Nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga. Nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga. Nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga. Nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion. Nigga. Bitch, you need opinions. Come and get them from me, nigga. Come and get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need opinions. Come and get them from these niggas. Come and get them from these niggas. Me, Chris, Ricky, and Benny. Ooh, we got plenty. Ask around, I'm the motherfucking man. Need your back cracked, then you holler at Rand. Got these bars all on you. Looking in the cup behind the camera, it's Tanya. Feeling goofy, right, Hennessy. And to my left is my nigga, Benessy. You see, that bar was free because of a gift that Rand brought to me. We about to have a good time. Rand's neighbors make sure that we have a hood. I'm going to stop this. You're looking confused. You're like, stop where? I mean right now. Because the show's going to stop. This is easy. In case you thought that the show's kind of hard. Okay, I'm fucking done. Stop it.
We about to get into the rapidy rap.
Bring a rapidy rap on you, boy. For the Eminem flow.
That shit caught me off guard because I never heard that beat before. I didn't get a chance to breath. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
That's what it's supposed to be.
What the fuck?
I don't like Ben telling me what he put it on. Put whatever the fuck on.
When you guys watch this episode back, you're going to see me the whole time like this. Like, what the fuck's going on?
So he really started the show?
Yeah, for real. I think
it's begun.
And he really niggas really started?
I'm not freestyling for free.
I apologize, guys, for that intro. I know it wasn't good. My bad.
I had a great time.
Ladies and gents, welcome back. This is the Niggas with Opinions podcast. I'm 1/4 of your host, Benessy. Take a shot of me, and I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus,
yo,
Ricky the Prince.
Good evening.
The Vegan Trap Lord. And we got a return, very highly requested, personally by myself, guest on the show tonight, Rand the Man.
Rand the Man.
I'm back.
Dr. Truth.
Dr. Randall Thompson in this motherfucker.
You know what? Excuse me.
My favorite
my
guest.
Correction. Dr. Randall. Yes.
Rand or Crack Your Back Thompson.
Nope. Like literally,
a boxer.
Yeah, kick your ass.
Fuck that shit. Just for old time's sake, get your plug on real quick. Get your plug on,
please.
Okay. Anybody been injured in an accident, slip and fall, injury, neck pain, back pain? Please contact me first at MiamiSpineClinic.com. The phone number is 786-661-0906. The address is 4800 Northwest 7th Avenue.
And if it sounds like he brought Hennessy, it's because he did.
Yeah. Pure white Hennessy.
Yeah.
I think that's our first time having this on this show. It's pure white Hennessy. It's the first time.
Top shelf. Definitely.
This is a special event.
Top shelf, you know. It's the first time you recorded an episode in here.
Yeah.
The last time we did it was at the studio.
Oh, that's right. That's crazy.
It was at the studio the last time we came.
Oh, welcome to our humble abode.
I never been here with so much weed smoke.
Yeah.
Usually when you come, it's like food and stuff.
Yeah,
it's food.
It's vegetables.
It's food, sea moss. Now it's just weed and alcohol.
Different kind of veggies.
This nigga Rand said he's going to go home and smell like the strip club.
I don't know how I'm
explaining it right this way. Yeah. Tell him about this one.
Just not going to be no Black and Miles. I think that's the distinct difference.
Might be like, you sure you were recording?
Recording ass.
It's four, why are you so drunk?
It's 4 in the morning. You drunk smelling like weed. What's going on here?
Oh, baby, I'm serious as a podcast.
All right, let us get fucking down to business. Let's start this way. Guys, what the fuck is the thing with Wayfair? Okay, because I keep seeing the shit. I'm not going to hesitate or dilly-dally.
What the fuck is it? Who knows what it is?
Bro, it's literally, if you go to our website, there was a bunch of cabinets and like other shit for sale. Like the cabinets were like on sale for $10,000, $12,000.
Pillows.
Blankets. But this shit was named after, like, it had girls' names, like
missing children.
And it was just happened to be linked not to children just, that are missing.
Random. No. Because you're making it sound like it's very
No. I'm not saying it's coincidence. I'm saying it's random people's names that are missing. Like children that were in ice camps. You know what I'm saying?
Some locations involved in it.
And locations with the numbers and shit.
Yeah.
So it you know what it reminds me of? That conversation we were having with the Pizzagate thing?
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that conversation.
Because it's all connected.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Shit is wild. But they took all that shit down off their website. So like all them shits are gone.
Of course.
That's all how you know it's real.
Yeah. They took all that shit down.
Ran, how much do you believe
it? I believe in all conspiracy theories.
Come on, man.
Conspiracy theorists. Junkie. I love this shit. Yeah. Look, man.
Ran, hey, that's the episode title. Look, man.
You about to go. I'm about to put you on my Mount Rushmore of guests.
He's my favorite.
No, because me and Ran were saying earlier, 2020 has shown us any conspiracy theory you kind of believe, you might as well believe that shit, bro.
It is here. The rapture, like whatever you want to believe, is happening. We got fucking people saying this person is on house arrest. Next thing you know, this Wayfair shit pops up. Maybe it's all tied in. Maybe it's not. But then we got the coronavirus exposing all this bullshit because nobody got anything else to look at. No sports, no nothing.
Speaking, you touched about it. I don't even know how to say this lady's name correctly. But Ghislaine, 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 I don't know how her name is. It sounds like a Haitian name. Ghislaine.
Yeah. Ghislaine Maxil.
Maxil. Supposed to be Epstein's right-hand lady.
Right. Fucking that was sickle. His girl.
She about to die.
I think she's
about to die.
Die.
Hey, I'm honestly thinking she's already dead.
They're if not already, they're prepping her to just mysteriously die.
Right now.
They say she's going to catch corona.
They have her clone. No, she already caught corona. Poor thing.
She the one dropped the Wayfair shit.
She fucked
Yeah, she probably want to drop that. She probably want to link that shit.
As soon as she got caught, that shit came
Wayfair.
Out.
Do y'all believe? On, do y'all man. Believe this Wayfair shit?
Y'all gotta pay y'all believe attention.
It? I Come mean, on. I believe they're capable. So why not?
And the Epstein shit is on Netflix. Then she get caught. Then Wayfair. Come on, man. It's all lined
but did,
up.
Did y'all see the post though? Like when you know they would show the cabinet with the name, and they would show the exact girl that's missing with the name. Bro, the shit was crazy.
The shit would literally say. 8-year-old Felicia missing yesterday. Brand new white cabinet.
Felicia.
You saw
a bunch of bullshit numbers.
You saw the Tom Hanks shit?
That doesn't make sense.
I've been said that.
You saw the Tom Hanks
shit? Bro.
We've always talked about Tom Hanks like shit.
That's why a lot of these celebrities, even though the country is opened up, a lot of these celebrities are still under quote unquote quarantine.
Tom Hanks had fucking COVID and he ain't dead. He fucking old. He should be gone by now.
Yeah.
But he's here.
He's old.
He's got every.
He caught corona. He caught corona first too. Before niggas had research on this shit,
he caught corona before that shit was in style.
You see? There you go.
And with a straight face. Straight
that nigga face. Still. That nigga still breathing, dog. His old ass, dog. Get the fuck out of here.
Speaking of niggas, we need to get the fuck out of here. Terry Crews.
Oh God. Oh, God,
Jesus Christ! Two words, guys. Bro, Terry Crews used to be one of our beloved niggas, bro. After Friday and White Chicks, it's hard to ruin when niggas have that amount of love for you. But week after week, he's showing us that, bro, this nigga's weird, bro.
No, he's bought, nigga. Like, he's bought. He's paid for, bro. That's, he shit on Gabby, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that was due, though.
Totally uncalled for.
No, that was called for. Forget what? Gabby. I don't like Gabby.
I don't fuck with her, but he would. I like.
But you know, like this, I like it.
But right, you know what I like about it? It's like when you publicly do some shit like that to another black person or a black woman, it makes it like, you know what I'm saying? It's like that's another W for them crackers, bro. Like I hate that shit.
He's a black woman. He let a white dude touch his balls.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He crying about Weinstein doing
still
that shit.
I can't believe that, bro.
Man, come on.
That he let that shit happen and cried victory.
That made me not want to work out for a week, man. It's like, yo, I'm doing all this weightlifting and a white dude can still touch my balls while I'm in the club with my wife. Why am I working out?
What am I doing these push-ups for?
Shit.
Bro, like
so a white man could molest me in my 40s?
Bro, that's what happens when you're bought. They could do whatever they want to. You're their property.
I could see, you know, stuff happens to children. This is a man molestation. You a grown man.
And he on TV crying about this shit. He was on TV crying about it. It's like a little bitch.
A grown, strong
like,
ass.
Pussy ass nigga, man. Like,
I don't know Terry Crews' finance, right? So I don't know how much money he has saved. But I mean, like, if you're talking about, like, your job and your and being, like, in jeopardy and shit, I don't know, man. There's a point where you got enough money, bro. Niggas just can't do anything, too.
Plus, man, you niggas doing just can't comedy do now, too. Man. Nobody's touching your balls. And not, if they do, not. I'm leaving.
If niggas, I'm going to college, bro. Hey. If niggas tell me they got to touch my dick to do stand-up, I'm going to college.
I'm writing you a letter of recommendation. We getting you out of this situation right now.
I'm not doing this.
If that dude was a real nigga, he would have punched that man in his fucking mouth, bro. Like, it ain't no fucking coming out 10 years later talking about, I was molested. What the fuck? You would have punched that nigga in his mouth.
It would have been a fucking celebrity dance. Actor Chris gets arrested at celebrity party. You wouldn't even heard why, because this shit would have been too crazy.
So arrested. Man. Shit, they would have shot me, because I would have I would have tried to kill everybody in there. What everybody has seen it happen.
What's
gotta
the
go.
What's the
no, man. My man done touched me. All y'all gone. You too, Kevin Hart. Everybody out here.
Get his ass out of here, too. What's the latest shit that he said? Does anybody know? I don't remember what he said lately. Does anybody know what he said
about,
recently that made him make the news?
Don't make Black Lives Matter turn into Black Lives Better. Which is
Black Lives Are Better, right.
Which is probably, I'm going to say, top five or three dumbest things we've heard this
year. He's a fucking coon.
From him?
Nah.
I've heard some dumb shit this year. 2020 is the year of dumb shit.
That's what I'm saying. That's definitely like, top three.
I mean, you know, I love black people. I think we're cool. But do I think we're going to have black supremacy?
You sound like a white man. I love black people.
I mean, they're cool.
Yeah, you sound like a white man.
They're cool.
My neighbor's black.
Yeah, my best friend is black. Yeah.
My
best
man was a black man. Look at my African-American over there. Isn't he awesome?
My kid's black.
Is he the greatest? Hey.
I had sex with a black woman. I don't hate black people.
But, bro, black supremacy is so fucking far. What is he talking about?
Bro, you know what I think happens? I think, like, once these crackers see black people making traction, they'll send, like, a Terry Crews or somebody out there to just say some dumb shit to distract everybody from what the fuck's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, just go out there and say some random wild shit. Make them mad at you so they can forget about the shit that we're doing to them.
This is why they're trying to bring basketball back so fast. We have to give these niggers something to do. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Hey, at first I was like,
distractions.
Don't have basketball back. We don't need distraction. Then fucking Jada and Will came.
Distractions.
I'm like, if these niggers want to be distracted, they will be distracted. And whether it's a basketball, football.
And everybody's distracted.
Everybody.
Since we here, guys.
I ain't seen a Black Lives Matter tweet in about 2 weeks.
I don't want to see a Black Lives Matter tweet.
Arrest Breonna Taylor. Facts.
Once I find out what's going on. Black Lives Matter Wayfair, probably. I don't know what's going on. Don't get me started on that shit.
I'm trying to figure out which one. Okay.
Black Lives Matter.
Where should we go, bros? Jada or Will or Black Lives Matter? Where do we go?
Black Lives Matter first.
Okay.
We had a fork in
the road. Because we had a fork in the road. Because
we got, yeah.
The issue is that I feel like Black Lives Matter has been hijacked. It's no longer a cry. It's a fucking organization.
It was always an organization.
Nigga, not for me. When I said Black Lives Matter, it's because niggas' lives mattered.
But
I was a part of an LLC, nigga.
I feel like the people that are fucking this shit up shouldn't, like, fuck it up for what it means to us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they already did it. We're not in control.
At all.
That's crazy that we let that shit happen, bro.
Let it happen. They started it. They started the NAACP, too. And so, you know who they are. I don't want to get canceled.
So what we do? What do we do now? Where do we go from here, bro?
Stop fucking with them. Fuck with the NFAC. Them boys got guns, man. I don't want to march and scream and stuff like that. You got to tool up, man. Billy Bob out there with the AK. What you going to do? Put up a sign and shoot your dumb ass.
I mean, then you
the next hashtag.
When you say like that, 1 + 1 = 2.
Come on. Always has.
The last thing I want is them marching for me and then hijacking it.
Speaking of tool up, if you want to tool up, uh-oh, if you want some gun safety,
bang, bang.
Click, see our brother Jude at Cock Your Glock. Huh? Okay? Apex Security Services, man. If you want to know how to handle a gun, learn it, how to unpack it, I guess you can unpack it out of a box.
Yep.
Call Jude. Number 786-315-3546. I'm blind. Oh, my God. 786-315-3546. I know it was an old nigga, for real. 3546. Call Jude for your gun safety classes. Apex Security Services. Shout out Jude, our brother.
Make sure you let them know that the NWO podcast sent you.
He's going to look at you crazy.
Yeah.
Might shoot your ass.
Yeah, real shit.
Hey.
He's licensed to do
and stuff. We have to have Lil Bay give us a testimonial, too, because she went this week, yeah?
Yeah.
I went with Jude, too.
Yeah, he mentioned you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, he mentioned you.
I know June for a while.
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah.
Said you hemmed him up one time.
Nah. Yeah, he said that. He said, I ain't wrestling with that nigga no more.
You know what? I hemmed up Jude. He was about to shoot somebody, and that was a long time ago.
So, you know he's about that. Yeah. Go see Jude for your gun safety class.
For real.
Now.
I'll tell y'all about this story.
After we done recording, let us know.
Yeah. I don't want to get Jude canceled.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want to get me canceled.
But at this point, we know that Black Lives Matter is owned by like white liberals, like the Sean Kings of the world. It's who was owned.
So somebody, I just started going back to work again. Somebody was telling me how they hate the fact that the whole Black Lives Matter shit got fucked up with, you know, because a lot of black people are thinking like how we're saying like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? Can't you really trust the whole movement now? So they're like saying everybody's distracted. So now it's going to take another George Floyd for us to get back on track.
Get back to getting traction.
Traction of what? Another painting of Black Lives Matter on the street that does nothing?
I mean, there was some shit that started happening, like different laws was being passed in different states. And
is it fucked up?
I think more awareness.
If I say that I'm tired of niggas telling me to go fucking arrest Breonna Taylor's killers?
Yeah,
why don't the fuck they go tell somebody who matters?
Yeah, not Facebook.
Why? Like, they keep telling me. What the fuck you want me to do? Tell somebody. Bro.
It's been
100
days.
Bro. But you see the memes, the pictures, but the stories ending arrest of killers.
I think the logic behind it is if it picks up enough traction, something's going to be done. Because social media is such a powerful tool.
Right. They're banking on the power of the publicity. Right. The whole thing.
Yeah, but I see people posting like it's been 100 something days since the crime happened. I'm like, yo, we could been in 400 years of oppression for black people. We can't do shit.
There just needs to be a thing that needs to be done, as opposed to memes. The fucking memes are killing me.
That's what I'm saying. Like for a
fucking
nigga,
the fucking cute memes are killing me, bro.
That shit that confuses me with the whole. That's why at first I'm like, damn, why is everybody shit on Black Lives Matter? Like I know for me it's like, yo, where the fuck is the money going to? That was one of the questions that I had.
The Democratic Party,
pretty much. Mm-hmm. And the DNC.
I keep seeing people like donate huge, like
large sums of money. There was somebody who donated like $400,000 to this. I'm like, whoa, that's crazy.
That's why it ain't shit changed for niggas yet.
So I mean, but at the end of the day, just like damn, like we just watched a nigga get his fucking get lynched on camera. So it's you saw some changes happening with all that, and I was just like, okay, now it's super dead.
All you saw was white people stop being so racist. They eased up on it a little bit, but then. Then you had the Bubba Watson thing happen with the noose. And then they had their turnaround. It's like, see, y'all faking it again. And it turned out that it be true. And now they just.
I was just like you, too. In the beginning, I was like, fuck the NBA. Don't bring the shit back. Niggas are going to get distracted. But now, just like you said, Will and Jada came out. It's like, fuck it. Segway. So,
Big dog. Okay. We all watched the 12 minutes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched like three.
First of all, shouts out to him. They got what was 12 million views in less than 24 hours.
Oh, we knew that was
gonna happen. They bust Facebook upside the head. I hope they get a big check for it.
You know that happens.
Will got no movie out. He been trending all month. That's a big deal. Okay? That's a big fucking huge deal. And they're killing. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, how do we feel about what we saw?
I want to go first.
You. Fuck Gemini, man.
We known for years that these two people were swingers and they had outside relationships. You know what I'm saying? The problem that I have with all of this is just I feel like one, it's a distraction, and two, I just felt like I think that family has legit issues, man.
Bro, there's no way they were fucking separated. First of all,
come on.
He was busting that pussy open.
Come on.
Will's time. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's
they don't want to seem.
That's the first.
Did you see the weld of water in his eyes?
Hey, bro.
I was hoping we had clips on. So if you listen closely and you hear Will, he sounds like a nigga that's bro. He's like, mm-hmm, yeah.
You hear the voice quiver.
You can hear it.
don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but a lot of niggas get cheated on by their wives. Most of them just don't have to talk about it. That it's nigga literally
he has to be on camera to talk
an
about
example
this
of why your wife cheated on you. That is embarrassing.
That's fucking embarrassing, bro.
Who's worse, him or Terry Crews?
Here's the thing, though. Man. The thing is, I'm happy he was there.
Because yeah, but still, you got to think about it.
Yeah,
I'm happy he was there because he, and not so much, but he kind of kept that bitch accountable. Because if he wasn't there, she was going to slide with pretty words.
Hey, well, he...
He was like, knew, bitch, entanglement,
you know I'm going to get
you. You say entanglement, little bitch? Define entanglement, pussy hoe. Relationship, pussy hoe.
Entanglement.
Man, you can't pay me to be on camera to do that bullshit. Like, it's like you ain't got crackers niggas looking at you. I mean, like, look at this cuck.
But that's the thing. Facebook did pay him a lot.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that's fine, bro. But it's like, come on, man. Like,
he made more from that than Hancock. I know that.
You get it, Hancock. Yeah, nigga, shit, nigga had
him and Terry Crews.
Y'all don't think Will had anything to do with that shit? Like the whole nigga, right. How you on camera talking to your wife about some nigga she was fucking, and you sitting here calling nigga Aug? That's not like, come on, man.
I don't give but dudes think, pet names.
Come I on, I don't them on, man.
Ever. I no. feel like in I those situations, call plus, plus.
That might be a title. I don't give dudes pet names.
Because here's the thing. Here's what I know, right? I feel like holy they shit. Gave us a freebie, but I feel like they fucked that boy and the kids fucked him. I feel like the entire family fucked him. Okay? And what they're doing right now, they're giving us this to throw us off the scent. There's no way they're just going to give us the whole truth. Fuck that.
We need to burn that house down. That's what Wavy started. Hey, they got 30 kids.
We need a fucking warrant for the house. Okay. What city do they live in?
Probably somewhere in LA. Don't they live Calabasas in somewhere? But how you a mother and you tell your son, like, because that was Jaden's friend. Oh, by the way, I'm having sexual relations with. I mean, it's not a secret in that household. That's just weird, bro.
That's why the kids can do whatever
stop
they want.
Smashing my homeboy.
Hey, come on, bro.
I've been saying for years that they have a fucking dungeon in their house because that's the type of fucking vibe that they've been giving me for years, yo, bro.
Imagine poor August who can't afford fucking health care. They're fucking dangling his health in his face. Hey, I'll fix you if you suck all of our dicks. I'll fix you. Huh? You want a blood transfusion, bitch?
Bring August
I'll give you a blood transfusion, bitch.
You want your psych meds, motherfucker?
Because imagine the boy got 2 albums out. His money is being exhausted by the Third Ward of New Orleans and his family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then come these rich motherfuckers dangling resources.
Good pussy and resources.
And doctors he can't get to. Because that's what they said. They stood it on him. They was like, when he came to us, he was so sick. He was so very, very sick.
And she said, I just wanted to help him.
And we had all these resources that became available to him. They stunned it. They took the little broke nigga.
She dropped the Halle Berry bar, though. Y'all heard that part.
I wanted to feel good.
You know what that
means. I just wanted to feel good.
He made her feel good.
This nigga was beating her shit loose.
Splitting her in half.
Yeah. So splitting your wife.
You told us this young nigga came to you broken and you wanted to bust a nut.
Yeah. Come on.
That's amazing.
You had sex with a crazy dude, man. Come on, man. And that's your friend's son. I mean, your son's friend. And it's like, he come over to play
video
games.
Because she's also mentally ill as well.
Bro, you can't even write that kind of porn.
No.
Real talk, you can't give no healing coochie to a crazy
come on,
nigga.
Show some healing.
Hey, you want to play some ball? Now I'm about to go smash them all.
Could you imagine what kind of bitch she is? Like, she'll fuck you, lay your head on her chest, and then caress you. Like, that's not good for a little crazy
that's
nigga.
That's not good, man.
Are you crazy?
That's not good,
she probably gave him positive affirmations in the pussy. You are somebody. You are so intelligent.
Yeah.
You are somebody.
Oh, my God.
I got 4 colors of hair. Any dude with colored hair
she
can't be trusted.
She fucked him all up.
He's even worse now than he was before. You saw him going off on what's her name? Akilah and the Bee?
Poor Kiki.
Oh, that's her name. Kiki, yeah.
Akilah.
Yeah, Akilah and the Bee, yeah. You said he was going off on her.
She earned it, though.
I don't know
this. She could have stood by, but she had to get it in, and she got what she was looking for.
Here's the thing. Everybody was firing his ass up.
Yeah.
She wasn't the only
one. He picked her.
And what she said wasn't even
It wasn't bad.
She was like, yeah, it's not my boyfriend.
It's not my boyfriend.
It's one of them situations where we all laughing, and then the nigga that we laughing at turned to you and be like, I know your
ass. That's so cold-blooded.
But you know not to laugh too hard, like laugh a little low. She got up.
Yeah.
But that's the thing.
She let out a good laugh.
If you know the nigga, you really should laugh in private.
Right.
And yeah. That's
before,
probably, bro.
Beforehand, she was hurling off jokes on the timeline.
Like, bro.
That's what she was doing.
She earned it. He been watching.
Man.
Like, this nigga know you. He know your business.
So it's Aug wrong for coming out?
Aug.
Fuck out of here. No, he came out?
I mean, he should. But it's Aug wrong for bringing the news out on the table?
Absolutely.
To me, yes, when I look at Will, I don't look at Will like as if he's mad at his wife or fucking other dude. He seems like he's upset that the shit got out.
She picked the wrong.
My hoes are in control. Control your hoe.
This is embarrassing, bro.
This is fucking embarrassing. I'm Will fucking Smith.
This is beneath him.
I'm William Smith.
He has a well-oiled machine going
on. I'm the fresh fucking Prince of Bel-Air. You got this shit going on. Like, I'm working on Bad Boy 7, and you got this motherfucking weird-ass nigga with, like, Dennis Rodman hair on fucking TV talking about he fucking fucked you and y'all was in a relationship.
At the end of the day, August Alsina was a side bitch, and you have to abide by side bitch rules. You're a slut, and I fuck you sometimes.
That nigga thought they was in love.
What the? She has a husband.
And he came out years later with it, man, like a white woman.
Niggas be dead.
You see, how come women can understand? How can women understand Jada but can't understand when they boyfriend cheated on the side bitch and how this shit get misconstrued?
But they can't understand.
But you can't understand. Come on.
You can't understand Future.
Get the fuck out of here.
The fuck out of Jada, though.
Yeah, they don't send the fuck out of Jada.
You hear how in certain parts of the fucking Red Table Talk where I remember specifically when she called it an entanglement, I think Will had to actually clarify it even further. He said a relationship.
She was going
to
slide.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was trying to be so covert about the shit.
Now, don't get me wrong. When you Google and you define the word entanglement, like definition number 3 is like messy relationship.
You need to dumb shit down for niggas. You have to be very white and black.
Essentially, entanglement is the right word for it. It sounds too classy for what she did.
She
that's my only
situation.
Issue.
Situation.
Bitch.
They both were using words like, come on, man.
No, entanglement is the right word.
It's
when you define it, it specifically defines that situation. It's just, bitch, you should have used layman's for that dirty shit you did.
Let me find the definition. A complicated or compromising relationship or situation.
That's it.
That is compromising.
The action or fact of entangling or being entangled.
Oh, like that's what she was in. It's a compromising and it's a situation.
She fucked a crazy dude. Yeah, it's definitely compromising.
I thought when I initially heard entanglement, I thought she was like, yeah, they were entangled. Like the pussy and dick was intertwined. That's an entanglement.
Same thing.
That's what I was.
Same thing.
Two lesbians is what they're like.
Speaking of lesbians, Sports Illustrated let an openly trans nigga on the cover. I haven't read him since like I was in middle school.
Openly trans nigga.
Oh, really?
How?
Like he's trans. I mean, she's trans, and she's letting us know that she's trans.
Is it the gender dad?
It is Valentina Sampaio.
Oh, I don't know.
Where is that?
Brazilian.
Brazil.
Yeah.
They do a lot of surfing.
But can they play soccer for what team?
Oh, I don't know what this person does.
That's what I want to know. Like, when you're trans, like, let's say you're D1 prospect, and like, you just like, what happens to you? Like, can you play basketball? Who do you play basketball with?
Okay, she's a Brazilian model, just a model.
Oh,
it is a Brazilian. Okay, so it was a male, then it became a female.
Right.
Okay.
I truly don't.
She's on.
I don't want to get canceled.
I don't think it's fair.
I'm being very careful with my words. I've learned from the last time.
Pussy.
So she's from
puss ass nigga. Scary ass nigga.
No, I'm not scary. Just
get
whole ass nigga.
I don't want another letter from the trans people. Remember, we got a
I remember that.
We got a letter from trans. We got a handwritten letter from trans people.
You got a letter.
Boy. Yeah. He said, "Hey, you call me a buffoon. You buffoon. Stop referring to us as it."
Which is fair. That's fair.
I'm not laughing.
That's fair.
So I said, "Okay, I'm learning from my mistakes."
That's a fair request.
So she. It does, like, what is she? Is she a, what kind of sport does she play? What, like, what is she?
Just a model. Just a model.
Why is she on Sports Illustrated?
Sports Illustrated.
I don't know.
No sports?
But nah, they've done that for years, though.
Oh, women, the sports industry.
Women who don't do sports exactly, but they model swimsuits. They've done that for years.
Okay.
Well, Sports Illustrated is also dying, so they're reaching for something that's going to get them clicks and shit like that. And
it's
right now, the trendy thing right
real,
now
bro.
Is trans and Black Lives Matter. Those are the two trendy things.
You won't get me the click, brother.
Huh?
They won't get me the click.
No, I'm not clicking on shit.
I mean, more power to them and Sports Illustrated for, you know?
They can't illustrate my sports.
I'm not fucking with sports.
Speaking of sports, somebody put Maya Moore on my list.
Yes.
I feel like I read an article about Maya Moore saving people's lives.
A queen. In real time today, a true queen.
You put it in the group. Why is she a queen?
No, because she was where LeBron is right now in the WNBA. She was the one.
And then she retired.
She stopped being the one to put light and put her resources towards freeing black men who've been wrongfully convicted and imprisoned for years, bro. She freed a dude that was in jail for like 50 years.
She really doing that, Muhammad.
She stopped her career. Like, she's like every year she's in the running for MVP. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's, like he said, like, well, LeBron and Kobe is for the league. Like, and she stopped and focused on getting this dude released, and she got him released.
And she's been prison reform. People since she stopped playing, she's done this.
She's focusing on prison reform.
And that's what I don't understand. And she's not making
a big spectacle out of it. She's not like trying to make it like something that's, you know what I'm saying, like, gay, give me recognition for doing it. She's just doing it off the strength. Like, and she's showing you, but she was serious about it because she stopped playing basketball in her prime.
Bro, and like, I know he won't, but like, if LeBron did some shit like this, he has no obligation to.
He never will.
Yeah.
He has no obligation to.
He fakes like he's that, but he's not.
I mean, he's done a lot.
You're going to get killed like I do.
He's done a lot.
He's too deep. Don't say nothing bad about LeBron.
He's done a lot, but he's never went all the way. He's not a Kaepernick. He's not an Ali. He always plays the middle ground. He says a lot of, oh, well, all cops aren't bad, too. I want him to wear the pig socks. I want him to say fuck 12. That's what I want. Otherwise, facts.
The other day, he posted a fist of a brown hand fist and a white fist. Like, free. Like, nigga, come on, man. Get out of here.
That's what Donald Trump posted.
Like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, bro.
When your money comes from both sides, you got to play
Stop
both sides.
Stop idolizing these frauds, man.
But don't paint them as Ali or even
and
in
that. And
that's
what I don't like.
Yeah, either you with it or you not.
You cannot compare him.
Maya Moore's
to Ali.
Ali. Like,
yeah,
she's
Maya Moore's Ali.
But that's why I posted the shit in the chat is because something like that is not gonna gain traction. But with LeBron, if LeBron tweets that bullshit, it's gonna go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything he does, and like you said, Ray, he's never gonna do nothing like that.
No, he doesn't go all the way.
He's very basic.
I know he probably does things.
Book bag giveaways.
You gotta say it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, just one time. Really go off.
If LeBron say fuck four, what is it? What would you say?
Fuck twelve.
Is that, how's that gonna hurt him? What's gonna happen to LeBron?
He apologized for a rap lyric.
Fuck 12, song of the week.
What song is that? Who's that?
By me. Fuck 12. No.
Fuck you. You ever song? I'm like, who?
Like, we were all confused. Like, yeah, but LeBron do that shit. Was Nike gonna take their contract away from him?
Yes. No.
You crazy as fuck. Nike will take away Stop. Let's come on, man.
They won't.
Let's not be crazy.
But they'll press him. White midget girl.
Let's not be crazy, guys.
He's going to have to go on.
That's the thing. As black people, you have to understand the power that you have. That nigga has so much power, dog. If that nigga say fuck 12, it'll be like, come on. Like, that will start a revolution,
nigga.
My
thing is, if whether Nike drop him or not, that shouldn't matter, bro.
It shouldn't. But that's why he wouldn't do it. It's because he's thinking about his endorsements, his investments.
But that's what I'm saying. At this point, right now, he is fucking LeBron James. He is not the kid from Akron trying to be LeBron James.
Yeah, he is.
Fucking LeBron James, King James, the brand. He don't need Nike.
No.
No. You just made my point.
But at the end of the day, if he says anything, Nike would drop his ass in a heartbeat.
And so what? Adidas will come calling, nigga. Yeah. What
he
you gotta
join the birthday party.
But this is what I'm trying to say. The onus is on him to say something.
Yeah, he needs to.
He won't.
He has power and position, and he's not saying what people want him to say.
People are okay with LeBron James retweeting a little Black Lives Matter post.
Oh, yeah.
And they go crazy for
a
that. You know, he does just enough. Little book bag toy giveaway shit. He opened a school. That's cool, man. I applaud you for that, man. Send kids to college. That's great. Then do a little charity shit. Nigga, say some shit, nigga. Tell us how you really feel. Nigga, you from Akron, nigga. What the fuck's going on?
Nah, he's sitting in a barbershop with a white dude.
Yeah, talking bullshit, man.
It's a white dude and a white woman. I ain't see that.
Talking bullshit, man. Fuck out of here, nigga. Well,
the new Miami Gardens might have some white people in it.
That's what I was going to say. When last time you've been to Miami
Gardens? Yeah, I mean, because ever since it stopped being Carroll City.
Gentrification, nigga.
Well, these white people walk around Liberty City, too.
Yeah, easy.
Why?
Yeah, because it's
being gentrified.
They coming.
It's being gentrified.
Shout out to the commissioner.
Where in Liberty City is this happening?
Hey, man, 7th Ave. You'd be surprised. I'd be like, wow, it's a white woman walking and she's not looking for rocks.
I can tell y'all niggas don't be on Twitter for real, man. They be posting them videos.
No, but 7th Ave is real close to Wynwood.
Yeah, it is.
But I'm thinking Liberty City. I'm thinking 12th, 17th,
but still,
and 22nd
Avenue. But still, 10 years ago, you ain't going to find a crack on 7th Avenue in Liberty City.
Sure.
10 years ago. That ain't happening. You not going to 7th Avenue at nighttime.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Seeing somebody out there that's white.
But
the police won't even go over there.
The day we see white people on 54th and 17th, there's a problem.
It's not far.
Okay.
It's not far.
It's a problem. Coming.
It's not far.
The beans is gone.
It's not far.
Square's next.
Okay. When you say gone, what do you mean gone? They're going, but they haven't been gone.
Man, they're building. Well, when he says gone, he means it's not the beans that we once knew. Like when you say the beans, you remember how you
used the beans?
10 years ago, you said the beans like, nigga, don't go over there, nigga. Now it's like, all right, it's the beans. I mean, I can ride through there. Like, nigga.
No, I'm still not going to get pussy there. I'm still not going there for it.
They knocked down the buildings. It's brand new.
Yeah, they're building developments over there.
Really?
Nigga.
That's how scared you was of the old beans. I didn't ride over there.
The fuck?
Nigga.
Oh, wow.
You better go to apartments.com.
So who is Miami condo.
Who lives in
54th Street?
Apartments.
Close to Midtown.
Hey, don't fucking bamboozle you.
Though I saw a girl post close her Airbnb in the, like, near the beans. She was beautiful. It was immaculate.
Access near the highway.
Come on, nigga. Wynwood, not too far. South Beach, right down the street. Near you can go catch a Miami Heat game.
Near a Walgreens in the Come Metro on, rail. Man. Gotcha. Gotcha.
I was like, bitch, you in the beans. Oh, that's what they call this?
All right, you go ahead.
Why they call it the beans?
This is not so tough. You guys said on Twitter this place was tough.
That's why, like, I'd be scared to get the Airbnbs that say Wynwood.
Yeah. They put you right in Little Haiti.
Oh, stay away. Talking about? Stay away from there.
It's Little Haiti.
Right there on 60 seconds. Stay the fuck away from there.
I went to one for a bachelor party. Dude was like, yeah, we're close to the beach. Nigga, you in Little Haiti.
Little Haiti. We're right off the intercoastal. Nigga, intercoastal.
Niggas love using the intercoastal.
They love that word. Right off the intercoastal.
That's Little Haiti, brother.
Nigga, that's fucking Little Haiti, my
do you,
nigga.
Do you see Little Haitians? Yeah. You're Little Haiti.
There's a bunch of T-jeans.
What the fuck are you talking about, bitch?
Intercoastal. Fuck you. I hope you make it back home, buddy.
Lock your doors. And if a nigga says, come here, let me talk to you.
That's it.
Don't go talk to
talk
him.
Talk faster.
Do not give that homeless man money. It's a setup.
The oldest trick in the book is, hey, let me talk to you real quick. Nah, bro.
Do not give that homeless man money.
He does not want
to
talk. Do not talk to him. He doesn't want to talk.
Come do here not give that homeless man money, dog.
Come here real quick from a nigga you don't know. Nah, bro.
Nah.
No way in hell.
Never do that down here.
No way
never.
In hell.
Yo, my dog, let me talk to you for a second. Nah, it's cool. Nah, I'm good.
I don't have a second, nigga. Please walk away.
If a nigga say you want to buy some cologne, hey, he's going to rob you.
Run.
Especially if you pull out them oils.
Nah.
If you pull out the oils, you're going to leave with something. A DVD, a CD, something. Nigga.
Oh, this nigga's in Miami still trying to sell you CDs. Run from that guy. Run from that nigga. Mix CD in 2020. Get out of here.
I forgot all about the DVD, man. How do they make money now?
Are they scammers now?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because
they were niggas who made the
PPE loans. They're doing PPE loans now, nigga.
Can we talk about how those shits are going crazy?
Shit's going insane. But niggas getting roped up.
But already niggas getting roped up?
Some niggas getting roped up.
Oh, boy. These niggas are getting $500,000 from the government. These boys are going to jail.
Be responsible.
If you're going to go to jail, heal the community first. Be responsible.
Yeah. Do something, bro.
Thank God the office is closed.
They're giving niggas like $10,000. They're giving niggas like $10,000 per employee. So niggas is saying they got this. They're using their LLCs and saying they got like 50 employees. So they got catching a lick. But they don't know that the government does their research. Hey, and it comes back, bro.
Here's the thing. The issue is there is a type of nigga who can't hide. When he got it, like this, I'm watching niggas glow up. You niggas are glowing the fuck up.
There's niggas that I know.
They was down bad though,
nigga. There's niggas exactly. Niggas there's some out. Niggas I know niggas on my out. Instagram that was out of the game, and all of a sudden there's this resurgence. There's this nigga resurgence going on right now.
Nigga resurgence.
Nigga resurgence that's happening in the community.
No?
Yes.
I'm like,
nigga, what's happening right now? Nigga, you hear about that PPE? Don't say the podcast?
Y'all boys ain't got no LLC. Good.
Extra 10K.
I'm good. I can tell y'all boys ain't leaving. Y'all boys ain't got no LLC. Nah, I'm good, bro. I'm good.
No, thank you, brother. Go ahead. More power to you.
Hey.
That is insane, bro. But yeah, but I think there's two different ones. There's one that you have to pay back. And I believe there's another one where it's just like whatever. But
there's another one they take you to jail for.
Yeah, take you to prison, but. Niggas is getting roped, dog.
go to YouTube, okay? There are Jewish guys telling you how to get forgiveness. Godspeed.
Bro, me and Ben watched, we was at the barbershop on Friday. We watched one of our homeboys, like, yo, I'm going to sign up for this shit. He called his tax person, and the tax person said, whoa, don't do a thing. Let me research this thing first because people are going to jail. He was like, yo, sign me up. Do what I got to do. I need that. He's like, the person's like, you don't even own a business.
Like, I'm so afraid to fuck with my finances because.
Nah, fuck that.
I'm afraid of my tax man. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid of having to look him in the face and tell him that I did some stupid shit like this. I'd be so ashamed.
My tax man would tell me, she tell me straight up, he's like, yo, you dumb idiot. Do not do this. Don't do it. Why did you do this? Like, nah, I ain't doing that, bro. If I have to question this shit, I'm not going to put my livelihood on it. I'm not going to base my livelihood off that shit. Like, I don't need that. What do I need that for?
But also, we're some of the few niggas that are still working through this shit.
Yeah.
That's a fact. You don't have the wall against your back.
That's why I think this shit is a set because they know greedy niggas in the hood is going to go after the... they're going to pick your ass up, bro.
I'm not going to call a nigga greedy. It may not be greed,
right.
That's starving.
Could be hungry.
I'm talking about the niggas that's mutting it. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Niggas that's mutting it. You know how this shit go. Nigga, you got an LLC that you had 3 years of shit, ain't been active for 3 years. Now you talking about you got 60 employees? Come on, get the fuck out of here, bro.
All right, Hakeem.
Come on, nigga.
Calm the fuck down.
Bro. 60 employees? You ain't sell nothing in the last 4 years? You got 60 employees?
Government saw it was a rising Gucci stock.
All you niggas. Yo, come on, bro.
Gucci's doing pretty good today.
How'd that happen? A PPE loan?
That really hurt my feelings. The rising Gucci stock.
Come on.
Really hurt me to the core.
You already know why that's happening. You already know why that's what's going on.
We want to throw that in there as a contender.
I don't know how we're going to word it, but.
A rise in the Gucci stock?
Yeah.
A rise in the Gucci. You niggas are awful. Speaking of motherfuckers being awful, did you guys get a load of Goya?
Mm. Man.
Huh?
What niggas' food going to taste like?
The betrayal?
That's what I want to know.
Hey. The betrayal.
A lot of you motherfuckers is some complete seasoning ass niggas.
Niggas, huh?
What your food gonna taste like now, nigga?
My community has relied on Googles and Ippies for years. We gonna be all right.
We gonna be all right. I don't know about you Cubans. I can't speak for you Fidel Castro niggas.
We used
but
to use Goya for the
Cubans. Cubans love Trump, though.
No, but see,
they do.
But Cubans use Sazon. They gonna be all right, too.
Sazon.
Sazon.
S-A-Z-O-N. Sazon.
The rest of you niggas who depended on Goya for your life, I don't know what y'all boys gonna do.
Ooh. What would be the Black American equivalent of this?
Pigeon peas and rice. What they use for pigeon peas and rice?
No,
it's like the seasoning
of the betrayal from the seasoning or something like that.
Oh, that'd be like fucking what the Black Americans? They love Jordans.
No. But it has to be not like that.
Like a food thing.
A food thing?
A food thing that niggas love.
Popeyes maybe.
If McDonald's came out and did some shit like that.
I mean, niggas. Everybody love McDonald's, but
it's not no,
but Black people love Popeyes.
Popeyes, they love Popeyes a lot, bro.
But you can't find a black person fucked up that would if tell I say you Hennessy? Now eat McDonald's.
No. You are right.
Hennessy is the perfect one.
Hennessy
is perfect.
If Hennessy, yeah, like
Hennessy.
Hennessy don't belong to niggas, but niggas ride for Hennessy.
I don't know why.
Hennessy is where it's at because of Black people. Hennessy, I don't give a fuck what niggas say.
It's Irish. I believe it's Irish.
I thought it was French.
Really?
I think it's French.
It's called it.
Might be French. Yeah.
Say it in Creole.
Hennessy.
It's French.
It's French. It has to be Hennessy.
Okay. I could be wrong.
Irish love whiskey.
Mm. Okay. I mean, Hennessy is French.
They love whiskey over there.
That don't want nothing to do with niggas.
Yeah.
Cognac is a French thing.
Cognac is all French.
I'm not sure where their loyalty lies because we are drinking Hennessy White right now.
God damn it. God damn it.
We're a bunch of All Lives Matter ass niggas, bro.
But they got Hennessy Black. They do have Hennessy Black.
But we sipping on Hennessy White.
We got the Drake Hennessy.
Yeah.
The light skin Hennessy.
Don't get me started on that motherfucker.
Check it easy.
That's why you're not on Twitter now.
It's definitely French.
Yeah.
It's definitely French.
I went crazy on him. I tweeted that nigga 2 times. I said, don't think I forgot about you, bitch. And I tweeted another tweet. 2 minutes later, I can't log in. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Why would you do that? Why would you fucking poke the bitch?
Do you know the rules?
He's seen that shit. Hi, Drake.
Oh,
hey, man. By the way, do we believe that Drake tattletailed on Pusha T?
Of course.
He told on Ricky.
Come on, dog.
What the fuck?
Come on, he's this on me.
What kind of nigga y'all think Drake is,
He
bro?
Told on Ricky.
That nigga be stepping on shit, bro. He be stepping on shit because he know, lyrically, Push about that life lyrically. Like, he can't fuck with Pusha when it comes to that shit, bro.
Hey, I want to put this out there, too. If you listen to Pusha T's music for, like, the past, I'll tell you, like, 5 years, this nigga has been sneak dissing Drake on every verse, further every than bar.
That. I think it's longer than that.
He could get. Nah, I'm sure. But if you listen to the last 5 years, he has been kicking his ass.
Whooping his monkey ass, bro. Like, when a lyricist go at Drake, he want nothing to do with it. Who's there?
Pushes.
You what you mean with the wrong nigga?
What's your deal?
You just said, why would you poke the bear? Bitch, you poked the wrong bear.
No, his deal
Chris
is.
Said 5 years.
Drake is the nigga to steal on. And everybody boosted him up and like Pusha T is like, I slapped this
nigga. Fuck this nigga, man. He ain't what y'all. You see niggas look
that
at.
Schoolyard shit, right?
That real shit, bro.
I bet
like,
you will slap that fuck nigga.
Drake got all these number ones and niggas think the nigga's untouchable. But a nigga like Pusha's from the old school is like, man, fuck this nigga. I'm going to kill his ass with bars. He's not going to go bar for bar with me. Button said the same thing. Y'all niggas going to laugh at me and say this is a nigga, I dropped a track on his nigga. The nigga would not respond to Button. Not because Button's less than him, because he know he can't do it. Because
you can't.
When it comes to the art form, he can't go toe-to-toe with these niggas,
there's
bro.
There's nothing to gain there, though.
It doesn't matter about us. Like, that shit is a sport.
If I'm that's telling for you sport. I'm a better comedian, if I sit here and I say, plus, I'm a better comedian than you, right? The comedian in you
should want
should
to
shut me the fuck up. If the comedian in you is big enough,
matter
nigga,
of fact, I've this heard is you like times.
This is like Charles Oakley walking up to LeBron and saying, "Nigga, I'll kick your ass right now." LeBron, get the fuck out of here.
But Charles Oakley
and
would
if
really
LeBron
kick his
James
ass though.
Don't score 45 to 50 points that game.
For
you
what?
Know what Charles Oakley?
Why would I
say?
Risk my knee?
I shut LeBron down.
All I'm telling
fuck
you is a
LeBron
nigga like
James.
Charles Oakley is gonna put a beating on him.
Yes.
He's going to look like a different LeBron to you.
But why would I risk my knees? What's the benefit?
All you do is making my point.
It's not
win this game, then what?
You not going to
win. I lose this game, then what?
I win this game, you won't even look at me again. I want to take your soul. That's how it's supposed to be.
That's the rap game, nigga.
I'm going to forget.
I'm going to punch you so nobody else even look at this way.
But see, Drake don't even make "I'm going to take your soul" kind of music.
No, he doesn't.
What make him
be?
He's not that kind of guy.
But it was cool when the nigga was picking on me. It was cool then, right? Nigga was picking on me. Everybody was cool with it.
Oh, Drake could battle.
Everybody
rap,
was cool with it.
That's no.
Get the fuck out of
Drake
here,
Drake never picked on me. Drake defended himself.
He did.
He defended himself. I'm saying, but when
he defended himself.
He dropped a whole back-to-back shit. The shit was over. The first song was over.
Wait.
Then he came back.
If you slap me, you're not in charge of how I respond, right?
Okay.
So even if it's four fucking songs. He's still defending himself.
Why
he's
wouldn't have
Meek
Pusha was still poking him the whole time.
The whole
that's
fucking
the thing.
Time.
It was like a why you talking thing.
He was legitimately stabbing him.
It was a why you talking deal.
This nigga,
I know you're not talking.
This nigga Pusha forced this nigga Drake to be an actual father. He forced him.
And see, that narrative ain't fair either, bro.
Why?
He was about to roll him out with a line of clothing.
Come on, bro.
We're doing ID dance right now.
Nigga, on Father's Day, Drake posted pictures with baby mama now. She was nowhere to be found. Now he's posting pictures with baby mama.
Video.
Come on, man. Bully that pussy nigga, man.
This nigga was in the midst of getting paternity tests. And y'all want this boy to do a rollout? That's fucking crazy.
I mean, that's life, bro.
No, we didn't want him to do a rollout.
We didn't give a fuck about him, bro.
He was waiting for the shit to hit. Once that bitch came back at 100,
the nigga,
I'm gonna drop him with the shoes.
Said it. I forgot what the
drop
song
the white
was.
Kid with the white shoes.
You see what I hate about the how the music shit is now? Like, so Pusha will drop an amazing 16, right? And the first thing nigga say, oh, why he's going on Drake? He doesn't have any platinum albums. Like, nigga, that's not...
Okay, but...
It's niggas like that that's pushing.
You're
Tekashi.
Doing a brand new song on the dead guy's album, right?
Okay.
Why the shot?
That's rap, nigga.
No,
that's rap.
Listen to me.
It's rap.
For the past five
years...
It's the
best
years,
time to do it.
That's
every single
on a
bar,
dead nigga's album?
This nigga listen. Dead, now I kill you too.
Nigga, he's sending shots, nigga. Even in death, dead, nigga. Even too. In death, I'm still on your ass, nigga.
On
this,
sight.
This nigga dead, I kill you too. No, that's too dark.
Definitely.
This is really dark.
This nigga
what
dead.
The fuck you smoking, nigga?
I'm gonna kill you too.
You're dumb. Okay. No one's gonna listen to that. Like, what the fuck they talking about?
I don't do any of that. I'm a healer at Miami Spine Clinic. Located at 4800 Northwest 7th Avenue.
Come on. Plug master.
Bro, that's crazy, man.
I just feel, like I say, bro, at the end of, you check the past 5 years, he has not let up. So to think that he's gonna make a new verse on a new song for whoever's album and still not be on the same energy he had for the past 5 years.
You know what's funny? On, Young Thug's response. Young Thug is really literally singing the response. You already killed bro the first time. Why are you still going? It's like he literally said this shit.
Like, bro, I had nothing to do with this, bro. Why are you involved?
Man, fuck that. He literally said, yo, you killed bro already. Why are you still going? It's like how he said it.
But Young Thug, like, you wear a dress, man. You don't really got no say-so about who you got respect for. You don't even respect yourself. You know, you a grown man. You supposed to be a shooter, and you wearing a dress for attention, man? Come on, man.
Young Thug asked the question, why can't I be both?
Father your children, man. Father your children.
Young Thug was the one he said he got to stop doing that nonsense because he was perpetuating.
Yeah.
And putting out in the community. But, like, now you want to tell people what they need to do. Nah, man, you don't even know what you want to do.
It's too late.
It's easy to say you got to stop doing something after that shit gained nationwide global publicity. Yeah. It's easy to say, all right, I got to chill out because, boy, that shit went
niggas
crazy.
Always catch common sense right after the fire goes away.
Like Jay-Z.
Push your toe, niggas.
Post-nut clarity.
Now, right. Now you fucking see super black rights.
Yeah, super black rights. You take care of your wife.
You were a drug dealer pimp for 20 years. Right?
Big pimping.
You were pimping a drug dealer for 20 years.
Nah, it's like, you niggas need to start business. But now that you're 40
with kids married out of the game, hey, you guys stop doing that. Hove did that, so hopefully you wouldn't have to go through that. Fuck you.
Fuck you. You was destroying the black community for years.
You was selling crack rock and shit to you. What did he sell crack to his mom or some shit?
He's the reason why a lot of niggas don't have dads and shit.
What are you talking about, nigga?
Grandpa?
Didn't he lose like 90 keys apparently or some shit? Them 90 bricks or whatever.
How much people died behind that, granddad?
Like Pusha T said, Drake, it was going to be a surgical summer, but you ran to your daddy to get help because you knew what time it was. The nigga was about the shits. To all you Aubrey, the little Aubrey Angels, that nigga don't want, he's one of them. The nigga want no smoke,
nigga
bro.
Nigga ran and go. Want and no smoke. Go get
Mark, no smoke.
Drake is good. You can't argue with that.
What's the name?
I didn't say it was a good.
Jay Prince. He ran to go
get. He ran to daddy.
Daddy, they hit me.
That's it. Man, I don't want to talk daddy, they beat me up at the playground.
Jay Prince, Mike, I'm fine.
I don't know why niggas keep talking. Like, slide, Drake isn't a tough guy, bro. He's never claimed that. He don't have a tough guy.
Oh, you crazy.
He definitely claimed it.
The nigga be trying to act like he tough, dog. You don't be watching nigga in his videos and shit?
He made a line dancing song saying he might pull up.
Yeah.
So wait, you want a nigga to be soft all the time?
Nigga, you a singing ass nigga, man. Like, what the fuck?
Don't be doing a tootsie slide.
Tootsie slide, talk about you got shooters, you gonna be banging on niggas?
That's what he mean.
Six God, nigga.
That's why you call Jay Prince. I don't have to do this shit. I can't.
Hey, pussy, that nigga's pussy. Fuck him. Keep picking on him, Pusher. Fuck that nigga. Fuck that pussy ass nigga.
I'll be get you somewhere. For sure.
It probably won't, but it's gonna be very entertaining to watch.
No, but Drake knows deep down inside, but he knows it affected him.
Speaking of affecting me deep down inside, no, I promise I'm not gonna go creepy with this. I'm gonna go very serious.
Oh no.
Deep down inside might be a title.
Yeah, shit. I'm out at you guys.
I think I got something on the stove.
Unfortunately, guys,
my car is burning.
They still have not found Naya Rivera, unfortunately. If you guys have not heard, yeah, you see, dicks. She took a boat trip with her son. Apparently, she was lost at sea. The young man indicated that his mother went swimming. Yeah. Thank God he was found safely. But to this point, she has not.
But they found her lifeboat in the boat. Right, her life jacket in the boat.
I tell niggas about the water all the time, bro.
They kept saying, like, Lake Piru. And I was like, I didn't know Piru wasn't just a gay thing. The whole time, I didn't know it was an actual lake.
Where is that at?
Yeah, where is it? I don't know.
Come on, I didn't do that much research. I was trying to give everything
Yeah, they found the son. They found her son. He had his life jacket on.
I'm not going to blood lake.
Yeah, on the boat. Yeah, he was like, I'm fine. He said, my mommy went for a swim, and she never came back on the boat.
Why do people keep going on these lakes, man? Like in Atlanta, like somebody dies every week at the lake.
Yeah, what's
and
that lake
niggas
called?
Niggas know they can't swim. Lake Lanier.
What was it, Lake Lanier? What is it called?
Yeah.
The one in Atlanta? Lanier, this is crazy.
That's the thing. I feel like you shouldn't be that comfortable doing water shit if you can't swim.
Exactly. At all. Like, I don't get it.
What gives you the right to be in the middle of the ocean
you
if
should
you can't
be terrified.
Swim?
Why are you in the ocean with a waist shaper on and a wig? That shit ain't going to work. Oh, it's going to drag you to the bottom.
Yeah. That's not.
You think a shark cares about your waist?
It's no. True. You can't be snatched in the ocean.
You're going to get snatched.
You're going to get snatched. But yeah, I mean, that's a sad story though, man.
I think people fail to realize how much dangerous shit really be in the ocean.
I think it's safe to assume that she's dead at this point. Because they sent a search team out there. They sent divers.
The lake is in California, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
That's in her reservoir in California.
She on Wayfair then.
Giving the high.
Or that.
That's what I was about to say.
You never know, bro.
Sex trafficking.
You never know what's going on, man.
Death could be the least.
No, it's not sex trafficking because they would have took the son too.
Nah.
They creepy like that, bro.
I mean, true, but you don't never know.
Yeah, either way, man.
Would have been out of the weights.
Mm. Oh, God.
Sorry.
I don't know.
I want to get
I mean, either way, rest in peace to her if she's dead. You know what I'm saying? It's a sad story.
I don't want
to
say it yet. Not until they find her. Just she's lost. Fuck that.
You saw the dad jumped in the water and was swimming looking for her? That was sad, bro.
My people keep trying to make us more sad about this. This is some fucked up shit going on right now, man.
It's fucked up, man.
You know how it feel when you can't do shit about nothing?
Yeah, man.
And they was like, fuck that shit, man. I'll swim.
She probably wanted
y'all don't believe that it could have been a suicide? Because she was a child. She was a child actor. I mean,
I'm not, because they're going back and looking at her posts and they're saying she was saying certain stuff. I'm not ruling that out. You know what I'm saying? You never know where a person is mentally, but why bring your son out there? But again, it's something mental. You don't know what people
going
through.
What I'm saying. If she jumped in with the kid and the kid swam to save himself.
Maybe he's a smart little motherfucking 5-year-old guy.
That's not what he said, though. All right, that's just not what they're reporting
he said. Mommy went for a swim.
He said mommy went for a swim or whatever, and then she just never came back. But my thing is, what makes it look fishy is the fact that her life jacket was still in the boat when they found the kid, supposedly.
But if you go for a swim, you're not going to take your fucking life jacket.
Why not?
You're trying to swim. Nigga.
In the ocean? Or a lake?
You want to go underwater. You want to be able to swim.
Why would you leave a 5-year-old?
That's what I'm saying. That too.
If somebody else was on the boat, I'm going to come out and say it.
I don't know, man.
I mean, somebody who ain't being talked about, somebody else was there.
That's very interesting. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I mean, somebody else
could have a real conspiracy theory with it.
Come on. No, what if somebody else was there?
It's because you're here, bro. I feel comfortable.
Fuck, another weirdo here with you? He empowers the weird shit to go through your mind?
All chiropractors are weird. All of them.
I just don't get why you would do something to her and leave the kid around who can still talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just kind of like those. I don't know. It says it's foul play.
No, I don't know. You definitely thought out your murder perfectly. Continue.
No, I'm just saying. Like, I'm saying. Like, if it were me,
if I was the murderer,
hypothetically,
I would get rid of both of them.
Jay. Like, you're not gonna leave any. You know what I'm saying? And like we said with conspiracy theories, why would you leave me breadcrumbs? You know what I'm saying? That's a breadcrumb.
He might have killed her by mistake or something like that, and just didn't want to kill a kid and pull off on a jet ski.
Maybe it was Meek Mill.
Readily available. We can't make a tie out of this topic, bro. What's wrong with you today, man? Why are you so? You all right, man?
He's making all these come up with all these murderous
topics.
It's
the Hennessy, bro. It's the white Hennessy.
All right, let's get into these topics.
It's never the black man. It's always the white Hennessy.
I'm trying to
white
Hennessy. So speaking of, in the spirit of fucking Will and Jay, fucking while separated, is that lit?
Is it lit?
Dating while separated, is that allowed? Is that crossing a line, a boundary?
Why did you separate?
My last relationship was built off of that.
Why did you separate is the whole...
Because some bitch hit me up on Facebook.
No, I'm not saying...
What are you talking about?
Not true.
But what...
If you want a circumstance, there it goes. You're looking for one. What okay. Answer?
What are you talking about?
Was it a comment or a message?
Either or. If it was good enough, like, I gotta make an argument and break up so I could be separated. And now I can go entangle.
But this is what I'm saying. So you really, if you dig deep enough, you really didn't want to be there in the first place.
Yeah, that's okay. Why I'm not there today.
Is a separation, do you separate to do like a placeholder on the way out? Or is a separation for a repair?
I'm assuming it's a repair because like if we're going to go as far as to not say that we are officially done. Because there's together and then there's done. If you're going to say, oh, we separated. You adding conditions to something that is not conditional.
I'm going to be honest with
you. You're either together or you're not.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't believe none of that shit. I believe a separation is when you want to fuck other people.
Exactly.
Because if you're committed to that person, you're going to find a way to figure this shit out. You ain't no separation needed.
Therefore,
you know your woman. Your woman knows you. You both know what it takes or what's needed to fix your problem. If you talk about separation, there's somebody else there that somebody wants to fuck. Period. That's just me. That's how I view the shit. Man, I know what it, I know what it takes to make my woman happy because, when she's upset.
Because, man, look, I'm gonna tell you from personal account. I got hit up with the whole line, oh, I need to find myself, and then 2 months later she's with her husband. Wow. She got married. She gets married.
Wowzers.
Now there's kids. There's Wowzers. A house. Wowzers. Come on,
man. Shit. Strong man.
Strong ass man.
Strong ass boy.
Yeah. So go ahead, Ben. Continue. What were you saying?
No, I was just saying that.
Go ahead, Ben.
No, I was just saying that I was in a situation where, you know, we're dating for like, I want to say 3 years at the time. We dated for like 3 years, and eventually things went sour for whatever reason. And she hit me with the, I need to find myself. I feel like I don't know myself. I need to go soul searching, and I think we need to separate and things of that nature. A couple months later, I exaggerated on the whole 2 months thing, but a couple months later, she meets her husband.
Like, yeah, so, I mean, she found separation, all right? Somebody who could separate her.
Separate those cheeks.
Pretty much.
How did you feel about that, though?
To be honest with you, I mean, I accepted it for what it was because the relationship again had gone sour and it wasn't good for either of us. It's just that when I found out that she got married, I just said, then you low down dirty hoe. You had this shit going on the whole time.
Raggedy bitch.
Raggedy bitch.
You ain't have to do that to me. Just let me know what's up.
So see, hers was a separation on the way out.
She was looking for it. Yeah. It looked like she was looking for it.
Pull the trigger. Is that the one?
I believe so.
So yeah, I mean, yeah. That's how I view the shit, bro.
Sorry.
I just view like if you talking about separation, to me separation is pretty much there's somebody, one of the two parties want to fuck somebody. Because you know you're the person that you're dating.
So then you niggas can't even answer whether or not separation is appropriate. You niggas just don't believe in it.
It's
not appropriate. If you're together, you're together. If you not together, you not together. You can't say, okay, we not together, but don't you go do nothing now.
Yeah.
The fuck are you?
Because like when I was in that relationship I was talking about, like I used to do the whole separation thing, so technically I wasn't cheating. We broke up, right? We weren't together, right? I could do what I want. You know what I'm saying? Is that right? No, but there was a reason why I was doing that. So you talking about a married couple being separated? It's like, come on, man. Like, you either in it or you out.
If we separated, it's to get divorced. That's why we're not together, because we're not going to be together.
It's not to heal. It's not to take some time apart.
No, it's to heal from this toxic shit that I was just in.
On my way out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you could do like my uncle and uncle. My aunt and uncle. Fuck.
Sorry. White Henderson.
Uncle and uncle.
Do like them and just leave. Don't do any paperwork or nothing.
Just be out of there.
That's the black divorce.
Be out of there.
I love that though. Because you still need emergency contact.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case.
You know, something happens to me, call them.
At the very least.
A lot of people do that.
The Haitians do that.
I'm out here fucking, if I die, get this bitch my money. I just don't fuck with her.
I had somebody, right? I had somebody who I worked with who was still married to the husband, and they're both still married to each other, but they both have their own lives outside of that. They're broken up. But I was like, yo, why don't you? She's like, oh, man, that's the only person I trust to be my power of attorney.
For what? Why would I divorce?
Why would I get married again?
Again. That's what she says. I'm not getting married again.
I've already divulged to this person what I want to
have. She's like, he's my healthcare surrogate, and he's my power of attorney. Why would I? I trust him. Even though we're not together, I trust he made the right decision, and vice versa.
He's not going to put.
Like, especially if you share kids.
Yeah, that's what she said. Oh, if you share kids. Fuck that shit. She said it took us even longer to divorce because we had so many assets together. It just took us that much longer.
Until you're ready to, like, do some shit like marry somebody new, I don't know what the benefit would be in, like, divorcing if you guys were still cool.
Why you think that line is so prevalent? It's cheaper to keep her. Like, literally, it is. It's literally cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her.
Because some motherfuckers break up with no beef, right?
Yeah.
So if you just don't want to be together and there's no beef, you keep all the benefits of being married.
Super rare.
Super rare, right?
Super rare.
Who treats a marriage like a fucking? You want to break up? You want to break up?
Cool. Now, by all means, if you're married and you both and you find you have somebody you want to go smash and your wife is okay with separation, go for it. But I just know any woman.
That's not
separation. Not many women are okay with that shit.
That's just tell your wife, babe, listen, we married. I want to go fuck other women on the side.
But some people need terms. Some people are okay with just terms because it makes them feel better about certain shit.
This is the thing about being married,
you
bro.
Can do that as a roster or some shit? Like, man,
I'm not saying. Listen, I'm just saying in terms of being married, like, being married is about having conversations. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you could. That's your conversation. That's your conversation to have. If you going to try to go, okay, let's argue so that we separate and then I go do what I want to do, that's you're not really married for real, bro. You're not really trying to be a partner with somebody. Like, you just with that person for whatever sick, twisted ideology you got in your head.
That's most people.
About your life. And I'm not saying no. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about, like, the reality for me. It's just different. I don't understand that shit. It's weird.
Yeah, the shit can get real tricky, man.
Will and Jada, apparently, by her account, they separated because they needed to figure out.
They keep
individually
saying that he cheated on her first, and I don't see it.
I do it, Will Smith.
Yes, fucking.
I'm
Will
not
Smith.
Saying he's not Will Smith, but I'm just saying, like, the upstanding husband, father figure that he's been portraying these last. Since he's been on social media. And
you mean the awesome actor that he is?
You mean those weird kids that he put out?
Absolutely. I'm talking about all of that. I just don't understand how... I haven't seen no women linked to this man, bro.
You're not going to. That's why he's so upset with Jada.
That's not true at all. There are plenty.
That's an NDA. That's what that's called.
Yeah.
I think there's some Margot white woman online right now.
I saw pictures, but those are pictures on a red carpet. Like, come on.
Nah, bro, it's deeper than that. Those are vacation pictures. You know those Smith vacation where everybody brings the best friend? Yeah. You know the vibes?
Yeah.
Those vibes.
Those vibes. Everybody gets to bring a friend.
Damn. That makes sense because I haven't seen Margot Robbie in public in a minute.
You know the vibes?
Be her shit loose.
Fucked up. Hey, man, shout out to Waymo because he said Will was a player-ass nigga.
Why wouldn't he be, though?
Yeah, I mean, because Will Smith. We all have fucking computers, nigga. Y'all niggas are aware of every rumor that I'm aware of. No one thought that nigga had hoes. Don't sit here and act like everybody knew, man, Will Smith had hoes.
They always said,
how did you not think that?
At the Smith house.
He's Will Smith.
Listen, you're the only person in the world that thinks that, bro. Like, honestly.
I know for a fact I'm not.
I thought
you thought that nigga had no hoes, Will Smith.
I'm not saying that.
When
he
we
had
grew
no
up, he was
hoes.
The fresh goddamn prince.
You ain't watch Bad Boys? That's who he really is.
Fuck
the witch.
Yeah. You watch Hitch, nigga?
Nigga, fuck Nia Long.
I love Hitch.
Goddamn Tyra
nigga,
Banks.
You crazy, bro?
I'm not saying no to any of what y'all are saying, bro. I believe all of that shit too. But like I said, y'all have the internet, like I do. And the rumors about that man is different.
Them swinging rumors that just come out of nowhere, and they've been prevalent for years.
All right, speaking of swinging.
That's most of Hollywood.
Speaking of swinging, Ben, let me ask you a question. mid-sex, you fucking, and your meat keeps slipping out. Whose fault is it?
Come on.
Let's talk about it. We need to assign blame to somebody. The community needs an answer.
Holy shit.
Is she too big? Are you too small? What is going on?
Crazy talk.
Is it nonsense? Has no one ever had a slip out? Huh? No one's ever slipped out?
I've had plenty.
Oh, God.
Listen, I've gone a little bit high up on the scale, and I've experienced some slippage.
Slippage.
Now, every time you slip, who do you cast the blame on for it?
I don't cast the blame on her because I'm fucking a 300-pound woman.
So you think it's you?
It's my fault. I need to make sure I have
it's momentum, bro. Her momentum carries her forward.
Huh?
Sometimes.
What did you get for that?
What
did
I get?
Prize?
He willingly does. He was willingly fucking these gorillas, man. I don't know.
You get a jacket or something?
Like I said, like save you money? Or you,
No, he was willingly making these decisions.
Were you sober? Are you okay?
Probably not, bro.
Damn, man.
Listen, when you that big, bro, your momentum would carry you a little further forward than you initially intended. So sometimes it just carries you off the dick. You know what I'm saying? It happens.
So it's not like you're blaming the woman, Chris.
I'm not. I'm blaming
The momentum?
Physics.
He's blaming physics. God damn you, Sir Isaac Newton. Right? You're blaming physics?
Physics, bro. Because physically, that ass is fat. So when I'm hitting it, right, and that shit go to waving.
Yeah, listen.
That shit go waving, boom, and then it bounce back. The boom is going to carry you a little further than... You might have just wanted
boom.
To
think about blame the moon next.
Boom is going to carry you.
Sometimes, because if the moon is full, you know that shit change how the waves come in.
They call
and
that
out.
Shit the splashback.
Yes.
Listen.
Y'all niggas act like y'all don't know what I'm talking about.
We're laughing at you, nigga. That's
I
all
just,
it is.
I just don't think you are grasping how formidable 60 pounds of ass and vagina can be, bro.
What about the other two?
Inertia. That's what it's called. Inertia.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The 60 pounds is cool, but what about the other
240? Forward momentum.
What about the other 240?
What about the other 240? Like,
you just overlooked that shit?
No, I'm talking about 60 pounds just in ass, bro. The 60 pounds just in
giving
ass.
That dick, you're going to need chiropractic.
At MiamiSpineClinic.com. I will always be in businesses.
I'm not gonna stand for chubby slander.
Chubby
slander.
No, that's not chubby. That's far from chubby.
That ain't chubby, nigga. That's an offensive guard in the NFL.
Shortness of breath.
Nigga, that's COVID waiting to happen. That's the thing. If you're talking about a big woman that like rides dick like flat footed, like that's some.
Bro,
that sounds like
inertia.
Dick pain. That sounds like dick pain. No, it's not. It's remarkable. Are you crazy? I'm just gonna be a man here and say that my dick is too small, so I have plenty of slippage. Okay, like where do you slip? What positions do you slip out of? All of them. Fuck you. Come on. Let's talk. Mainly missionary. I go crazy missionary. It's okay, like, oh man, fuck me. If you slip out of missionary, what the fuck? You can
That's
slip,
your fault.
You can slip out of writing because you're not in control. That happens a lot. That's why I'm like, come on, baby. Stop running. Don't do that. You can't slip out of missionary. None of us are going to enjoy this. You're in control of everything in missionary. What do you want me to do here, man? Why are you pulling out so far? You ask for the truth, I give you the truth. Why are you pulling out so far? Because I always, when I'm drunk, I miss, it's like a misstep. Like, I think I'm a little longer than I am. You're so ambitious. Because I want to please so bad, bro. You try to go out. Yeah. And get the perfect pop. But I literally go out. Hey, because if you can harness that momentum with some accuracy, woo, where you can pull all the way back. And then
magic.
And nothing makes me more mad and embarrassed when she puts me back in her. Let me do it, bitch. Hey. Let go of my fucking little dick. Get your fucking hands away. Get your fucking hands off my little dick. Just let me do it. Why are you? Don't help me. Fuck wrong with you. However, it's your fucking charity. After 7 seconds, she's obligated after 7 seconds. Yeah. Come on. Hey, if you're up and down, up and down, she has to help. She has to. It's right here.
Yeah, nigga, just change positions on your ass.
Here's the thing. I don't know why. Maybe it's me, but like bigger girls, I feel like their pussy holes are a lot lower. So it's like, you're looking for it. It's like, oh, it's down here. The thing that I hate about the big girls is the fact that when you come back up, your condom's usually gone. Like, fuck, man. Hey, when you come, you can't just pull out. You have to put your hand on your dick, hold the base, and then pull out in concert. You see?
Slowly. Because
if you pull out, you got a baby.
You can't yank it.
I get so mad. Like, damn, fucking Benson talked this shit up. This shit's terrible. Where's my fucking condom, Biggie? You have to pull out and check occasionally. Biggie. Because it should be great. It's great. Oh, I'm talking about you niggas don't know about no fluffy pussy. It really is great. fluffy pussy is it's a whole week of, like, being scared, man. Like, fuck. You have to occasionally check your condom.
Oh, God.
That's why, like, I don't know why niggas love buying those Magnums for. Okay, those trojans are snug. They won't leave you. Okay,
shit's rip like hell too.
You need this.
They rip, man. They're rip.
Because I love me ultra thin boy.
See, that's suicide.
That's suicide, nigga. Nothing.
You live life on the edge, man.
Everything else feels like fucking armor. I need.
But that's
thins.
What you want and need. Because other than that, nigga, it's a minute and a half of sex. Especially for some new pussy.
If I wear a thick condom, I'm going to spend my whole night apologizing. I'm so sorry.
It doesn't usually happen to me.
If I don't have a thinny, I'm out of there.
I ain't eat nothing
Come
earlier.
On, I'm hungry.
I'm actually hungry right now. You ain't hungry?
Fuck out of here, man.
That slippage is trash, bro.
Right. You know, back in the day when I was young, like, man, that pussy's too wet, baby. That's what it is.
No, but you, what is too wet?
This is something you got to say to save face.
Because I've stayed in while a bitch was squirting. There's no too wet.
There's no such thing.
It's a bad excuse.
There's no such thing.
Bad excuse.
Say you miscalculated your,
that's all it is.
Your exit.
Your girth.
I got
MVP. Like Will Smith, your girth.
Because when you are, you have to at least leave the head in when you're stroking.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you pull out all the way, you're leaving everything to aim. And you're not the fucking black green arrow.
And then sometimes she miscalculates because when she's riding, she goes up a little too high.
Yeah.
Hey,
where are you going? Doing? Where are you going?
What are you doing?
Where are you going?
I didn't ask for your help.
Where the fuck are you going? This is these inches right here. Why are you going way up there? These 3 inches right here. Where the fuck are you going?
These inches right here. I fucking hate
this guy. Where is she going? I don't understand.
I hate this guy.
The fuck, man?
I know fucking horror repellent when I hear it. Fucking
pal. You ask everybody, man.
And that's Rand. You're not off the fucking hook. Who's responsible for slippage?
Slip and falls can occur in many places. if you are injured in one, you contact us first at MiamiSpineClinic.com. 786-661-0906.
That's how you do that. You're a professional. I appreciate that.
Beautiful.
It's well done. We have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga section.
I need some more Hennessy.
Please. Oh, no. We need fucking Mr. Fantastic to get those. We have now reached, you know what? No, we have now reached. We have the Ask a Real Nigga section of our program. This is a section of the program where we ask real niggas their opinion on the questions from the people. Benefit whenever you're ready. Hey, hey. Hit him with an Ask a Real Nigga. Ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride.
Nigga.
Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide.
Nigga.
As a real
nigga.
Nigga.
Nigga. Nigga.
You want a real nigga?
Nigga.
Ask a real nigga.
Nigga.
Black as fuck, boy.
Nigga.
Like a gun trigger.
Nigga.
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 Follow me on Twitter.
Nigga.
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 Bitch, you big, I'm big.
I said nigga.
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 Nigga. No, I'm quick to hit a
nigga,
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 nigga. About to hit a spliffer
nigga,
with my
nigga,
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 Chris-a,
nigga,
nigga.
Chris, you looking around, man. You got the ginger pine and the elderberry juice. Grab some of that, man.
Speaking of the ginger pine and elderberry juice, do you want to know where you can get the fire shit, the good shit, the good loving for your soul? Sorry! Fire food. Lovely food. Does that satisfy you instead? Huh? You can come see the Angry Chef at 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida.
Title of the Angry Chef. Since you love titles so much.
6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar. Pull up, brand new menu every day. 954-241-7402. 954-241-7402. Pull up on this brand new menu every day. Come see us on IG, Delight Juice Bar. Come get the food that nurtures your soul by the one and only vegetarian trap lord. Vegan trap lord.
Vegetarian
trap lord.
Is that my son, nigga?
The vegetarian
trap lord. That's funny as fuck. Hey. Tell him his nickname already. Tell him don't make any. Tell him to create one for himself.
Vegetarian.
We got him covered.
Veggie trap lord.
This first question comes from our brother RG up in Canada, our Snozo brother.
Yo, yo, gang yo. Shit.
I hate this question. This nigga asks, what's the whitest thing you've ever done?
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
I got a good one.
Go ahead.
Snowboarding.
Really?
Yeah. I went snowboarding when I was like 12.
What the fuck was
with
that like?
My, I had a friend of mine. Shout out my boy Devin, man. I think he's up in Alabama. But shout out to him. His family took me to a ski lodge when I lived in North Carolina.
Oh, boy, you almost said make it back.
Man, listen. When we went up, first of all, I didn't know that there was a certain way you get up the hill, right? So my dumb ass walked. I walked with the snowboard attached to one foot. And, like, while I dragged it with the other foot all the way up this long-ass hill, right? I ain't even go all the way. I walked so far that I was like, man, fuck it. I'll go from right here.
You got down to motherfuckers taking the elevator up?
No. I tried to get on the shit. And because I only had one foot, like, stuck on there, when I went to stick my other foot on there, I missed. And then I started going already. And I was like, if you know anything about snowboarding, the hills are set up to where they make you go a certain speed, right? So this was like a relatively advanced hill that I had climbed up. I didn't realize. So where I had started at was one of the faster points. And as soon as I took my other foot off the ground, the shit just started rolling.
And why did no one give the colored kid a tutorial about snowboarding?
Listen, I felt like I was ignored the whole time. So, because it don't stop there. So after I fell down this fucking mountain, right, I rolled all the way down at that point. I went and I was like, all right, I'm not going to give up. You know what I'm saying? Now that I see how you get up to the top, I'm going to try that. It's a little thing. It's like some handlebars that you got to grab onto, but it's automated and it continues to roll through, right? So you grab it. And I'm going, I had my hand on it, and I fell, right? So I'm thinking, all right, let me jump back up real quick and grab it again. I jumped back up, and the next handlebar was coming, and I didn't realize that shit cold cocked me in the jaw, like, boom, turned my whole neck. I was fucked up. Like, I was talking about, I laid there for at least 10 minutes. Couldn't get up.
Neck pain, huh?
Bro, I'm trying to share with you right now. So, like, after that shit, like, that's really what made me quit, because I was like, yo, this shit is bullshit. I hurt my back and my neck, bro. This shit was ridiculous.
Neck pain, huh? That sounds so smooth. Really bad.
Hey.
So sad.
Shame if somebody doesn't fix that.
I'm telling you guys.
It'd be a shame if somebody doesn't fix
that. That's funny.
The whitest thing I ever done, I had some white friends from my old job. They had like a nigga or like one of their friends cancel on like going to like one of these rock concerts.
Oh, you stole my answer.
They asked me if I wanted to go. I had a free Saturday with like no immediate lie as to why I couldn't go. It was like a festival.
Okay.
And I don't remember any of the acts.
Bad, man.
Yeah. So it was like seven bands maybe.
Oh my God.
I mean, like, for what it was good. I didn't know any of the music.
Were you high?
No. I mean, I had weed, but like not like...
Not like they're high. Not white high.
Because they were tripping.
Yeah.
Much
they were out there fucking tripping. And like, even for somebody who was sober, The lights were intense, but like I've hosted some festivals, so I was in awe at how smoothly ran it was. Professional, clean, well done. You know, that's what I'm looking at how good the host is.
All the cocaine's done over here.
But
all the mushrooms done over here. All the ecstasy's done over here.
It was like two girls with like a drug blanket.
Wow.
And like they're just selling and like they're grooving and like selling drugs from the blanket.
White privilege at its finest.
but yeah, I went to rock. Like, it was one time these niggas had like a water raft. They jumped in it and crowd surfed with the raft.
That's white people shit. They go crazy at them festivals.
I don't think I've gone wider than that.
I want white water. You go
no, please, no, shit, no. You said white already. You're already halfway there.
Yeah, I want white water raft and a. That's pretty white. I did a couple white things. Let me see.
Go crazy. Keep going.
I went white water rafting. I went to one of those festivals, too. I saw them pulling out mushrooms. I thought it was just cocaine, and they told me it was ketamine. I didn't even know ketamine was a drug that people take.
I didn't even know you could take that. I thought it was like a supplement.
They mix it with cocaine. Yeah.
I thought that shit was like a supplement.
Yeah, they go crazy. They don't give a fuck about their life when they're in that mind state. They don't give a fuck about anything.
Health insurance,
what
bro.
Mind state is that?
They're trying to just get as high as possible, bro.
Yeah, health insurance, bro. I don't fuck around. Okay.
Is that what health insurance is to niggas?
To do cocaine and ketamine.
They're not afraid of. I'm terrified of emergency room visits. They not, bro.
Nah.
Like, fuck it, bro. I'll OD right now.
I pay that 40 bands to get my stomach pumped. Whatever.
Yeah.
What?
I can't do it.
40 bands.
Okay. I can't afford to
take a hit to my damn, bro. That's a Honda.
The fuck? That's a high end. These niggas snorting Honda.
Snorting Honda.
They just walk around and nose is white 000. The whole time. I can't man. Believe it. I seen a lot of stuff, man. I can't talk about
it. Niggas seen it all. Magic City Onyx Strokers.
I done it all.
Ben, wildest thing you ever seen? Close. Done. Sorry.
I went to a club called Roundup.
Oh, shit. Oh my God, I was there.
You were there.
Yeah, I was. That was a different time than when you went then.
Yeah, it was. It was a separate time.
Yeah, niggas went twice.
We line danced. That's right. I wore a cowboy hat and a flannel shirt. I did that shit.
Yeah, niggas went to.
We really whited it up. We cooned the fuck out that day, Ben. We did. Oh, me and Ben cooned the fuck out.
Y'all niggas are nothing risk takers.
I'm sorry to hijack your story. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ben.
No, that's a perfect depiction of what it was.
We cooned out. Cooning.
There's a place called Roundup, something named after bug spray.
It was Roundup. It's a bunch of motherfuckers cowboys. Line dancing in cowboy boots. Yeah. I got some place, boots, some tight jeans, a flannel shirt, a cowboy hat, and I danced my ass off.
Oh.
I achy, breaky heart.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then
bro.
A Cupid shuffle. Honky
tonk.
Honky tonk. Honky tonk.
Like, I did that too with Ben. Me and Ben and one of our Haitian homeboys, we went to the Roundup. A lot of that shit was going on. Line dancing,
you
beers
guys know
and
what
shit.
The Roundup is? Yeah.
See, we went via invite by non black people.
Yeah. No.
I was very confused as to why he wanted to go there.
Non black people invited you to the Roundup.
No.
And you went?
I did.
Yeah. So the time me and him went, we were invited by a black person. That was the only time I've ever been.
Brave as fuck.
But when we got there, he was saying that he was there for the drink specials, which they were dirt cheap. Like, anything you want to drink. Like, literally. $2. It was like, the prices were amazing. But the White Shadow did was similar. Plus, I went to a rock concert in Georgia. It was like a festival. And, man, them niggas was like tripping. It was on acid, shrooms. And back then, I wasn't drinking. I wasn't doing no drugs. None of that shit. And the people that I went with, they kept drinking this shit called Jaeger bombs.
Oh, man.
So I'm drinking this fucking licorice, and when I got home, I was so fucked up. And they were so hyped about that shit. Like, yo, bro, yeah, bro, this shit was awesome, bro.
The fucking Red Bull in the Jaeger bomb.
Oh, man.
I
had my stomach in knots, bro.
They got me like that playing beer pong, which is not a game for black people.
Nah.
No, it's not.
You think it's basketball, it's the same thing.
Nah,
but it's
it
not.
Ain't.
Like, you can't. We don't got the same wrist action like they do for
we don't.
Beer pong.
We're athletic. Know. We don't got the wrist action.
No, not at
it's
all.
It's not the same science.
No, they make up different rules. They're slapping the ball out. Next thing you know, you throwing up on the ground.
Yeah.
Niggas is diving off the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
What kind of shit is this?
White people moving the goalposts. That's that privilege.
That's definitely
moving
that privilege,
post.
Bro.
Moving I'm the goalposts.
And the shit, like I'm saying, like after I did that shit, that's what made me really never want to drink again. Because, like, yo, these niggas got me doing that. This shit happened, what, 05? I ain't start drinking until 14, 13.
Listen, the condition that you guys are talking about is called white bliss, okay? Mm-hmm. Their lives are so good that they're willing to tamper with it as much as possible.
Yeah.
They're willing to test the limits of their own
push
mortality.
Push it to the limit.
They push it to the limit.
Put
it,
man.
White bliss. That's what that is.
Ben, final thoughts for the week.
Visit the website, nwopod.com. Visit the YouTube channel, Niggas with Opinions. And appreciate y'all sticking with us.
Richards, final thoughts.
My final thoughts is make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page. We're trying to get to 1,000 subscribers before the end of the year. If you follow the podcast and you want to see us visually, just go to our YouTube page, hit the subscribe button, and yeah.
Christopher. Final thoughts.
Damn, you guys already covered the website, right?
No, just the YouTube, I think.
Okay, well, you covered the YouTube?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
You niggas gotta find real thoughts, man. That's a shame.
That sucks.
You gotta find a thought.
Nah, for real, though.
I love finding thoughts.
In these moments, you know what I'm saying, with the COVID numbers spiking, juice more.
Like steroids?
No, like vegetable juice.
Got you.
Steroids are crazy.
Speaking of steroids, man.
Final thoughts. Don't let this, everything that's going on, stress you out. Don't put all this negativity in your body. Put some healthy things in your body. Otherwise, you will die. This shit is the street sweeper. It's taking people out left and right. If you don't get yourself right, it will get you left. I'll be here at MiamiSpineClinic.com.
My final thoughts are, your pussy needs to be good at geometry if my dick is curved.
Let me out.
That's a good title.
Let me out. Well done. Ben, song of the week this week.
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of Young Jeezy, Done It, off of the Recession album.
Thanks for listening to NWO Podcast. Peace.
129.47. Fuck this shit.
And I'm in
trouble. I can talk about some time. Fuck these people. They can hit my time, cuz. Yeah. Let's get it. Guess who's back up in the building? Mine on the mill. Some bitch from the case. She be holding my cash. And I be holding her down. She be holding my word. And I be dicking her down. Yeah. Just got a call from the other side of town. See, trying to come up the opposite of down. Just hope he ain't the best, nigga. I'ma do me. Said he coming right back. He gon' need another three. Two plays, four birds, one nigga, oh, we. 17-5. Yeah, they know, shout it out. Anything about blow, bet your ass, shout it no. Now all the real bitches say, go, shout it, go. I'm a black T wearing. Hell no, I ain't caring. I wreck this bitch and come back and I'm a clear. Know the fit's there. I ain't even caring. That's my 87s off, nigga. Show what I'm wearing, yo.
Get money, 20 bands left pocket, kill money.